Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 18th of June, and it's cloudy and pleasant at 27 degrees Celsius here in Auroville. Weather forecast for today says periods of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon and considerable clouds over the night, as it seems another sleepy day ahead of us with lots of power cuts. Temperatures from low 27 to high of 33, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Precipitation is expected on 55%. Westerly winds at 17 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour, and the peaking forecast for next few days also shows us that the weekend will be more wet than dry. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 5%. The Resident Assembly Service on L'Avenir d'Auroville invites us to an open session on city planning. And as the saying is, planning to have regular meetings like this in the future to improve the possibility for the residents to be active and participate. For this one, there's no agenda, just space for questions and answers. A space where we find out together how to support one of our selected working group in their mandate. Residents will have an opportunity to ask questions, seek clarification, and offer suggestions and feedback. The main topics in the recently published L'Avenir report are TDC-related topics, mandates, policies, land-related topics, town planning and development, roads, bioregion development, group zone services, and various topics. On Sunday, 21st of June at 5:30 a.m. at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited by Working Committee to celebrate the International Yoga Day together. So we will celebrate and participate of the International Day of Yoga with Surya Namaskar, open session guided by Monica, and following with asanas led by Monica, later an integral yoga concentration, exercises led by Ashish, and there will be also a small exhibition on the importance of physical education in the words of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The dawn would soon be complete and the sunrise over the horizon. The sun of India's destiny would rise and fill all India with its light and overflow India and overflow Asia and overflow the world." This is the first time that the world is going to celebrate International Day of Yoga at the behest of India. So let us come together and make it a great success. And if you would like to express yourself on occasion of International Day of Yoga, you can come and share your favorite passage on yoga on your inner vision of it at Unity Pavilion on 21st of June at 6 p.m. And here's some encouraging news from Acres for Auroville. They are announcing that the first land acquisition made possible by the Acres for Auroville campaign, a joint action of Auroville International with Lands for Auroville and Unified, which was launched on 15th of August 2014 with the explicit purpose of purchasing the remaining unsecured plots in the Matrimandir area and the international zone. A period of 10 months has passed in which the action has grown, gained strength and become an integral part of Auroville. It has inspired acts of unity within Auroville's worldwide family of supporters, well-wishers and followers of Sri Aurobindo and the mother's vision. This new plot of Auroville land is located in the Peace area, just adjacent to the Mater Mandir, the soul of the city and its gardens. It brings a vital element to the crucial consolidation of the land at the center of Auroville. The team is expressing their great thanks to the land board for their successful realization of this acquisition. And to all of you who have understood the cause and donated for it, they are asking you to accept our sincere thanks. Another international day is coming up, International Youth Day, and that will be on 12th of August. YouthLink is organizing an exhibition with space for presentation and creative expression to highlight the success and talent of youth in the Auroville area. And that will take place from the 12th to 19th of August at Carla Kendra in Bharat News. So if you'd like to display your work, give a presentation, or perhaps you have other creative ideas, just call them and send the description and photos of your work to YouthLink before 25th of June for a chance to participate in this event. They are also looking for creative people who want to help the organize. So if you're between 18 to 35 and you're an artist or project holder or entrepreneur, this is your chance to showcase your work. Matre Mandir Garden Design Team is looking for somebody with experience in building ponds and water system to help the Matre Mandir Gardens. They are also looking for somebody with experience in landscaping lighting. So for further information, you should contact Jürgen on phone 9655662645. And from Auroville Institute of Applied Technology comes an announcement for summer programs, because Auroville Institute of Applied Technologies and Auroville Institute for Skill Training open to Aurovillians as well to village people situated in Urba and Auro Brindavan. It is now taking admission for 2 years and 1 year's courses in skill training. Last date of admission is 31st of July. For students who are interested in civil draftsmanship, they have the latest equipment for surveying, AutoCAD for technical drawing, and students are encouraged to work on construction site. Students of electronic are also working on making program controller, PCB, solar system, etc. This year they are starting new courses in metalworking, fitter and welder. They educate their students using creativity-based learning methods and in cooperation with Auroville units such as Eureka. Students have a chance to work on modern milling machines, CNC milling machine trainers, various kinds of welding technology such as ARC, MIG, TIG and GAS and welding. Students with minimum qualification of 10th pass or equivalent are eligible for government recognized courses. Students who do not wish to have government certificate may also join the course. Students who are interested in electric can join their 1 year course in domestic electrician. Their one course in computer hardware and networking will train in hardware maintenance and networking. They offer also a special course in networking based on CCNA syllabus. For girls, they offer 1 year course in corporate secretaryship with focus on accounting with tally, and 1 year computer application course in DTP, etc. Interested candidates may inquire about fees and transfer facilities. LAM account on 267-1758. Auroville Institute of Applied Technology is a partner institute of two German universities in applied sciences. Students who have completed their CBCSC or A grade or 2+2 certificate courses are eligible to join a bachelor course at these universities after completion of this 1 year preparatory course at IELTS. IELTS prepares interested candidates in a special 6 months to 1 year course to get admission in these universities. In this 1 year course, they cover a German language course up to B2 level, mathematics, computer science, basic skills in engineering, technical drawing, German culture, including work culture. At Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Animal Communicator, directed by Anna Breitenbach. But in Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French romance, A Heart in Winter, made in France in 1993 by director Claude Sautet. On Saturday, they will screen an international action comedy, Mordecai, made in UK and USA in 2015 by director David Kep. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation adventure, Monsters vs. Aliens, made in USA in 2009 by director Rob Letterman. At Pasolini Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m., we will see drama biography, The Gospel According to St. Matthew. The film was made in Italy in 1964 and of course directed by Pier Paolo Pasolini. Pasolini was amongst the most controversial and provocative filmmakers ever. Emerging in the 60s, unlike his peers, he drew his inspiration from art, literature, folklore and music. He was one of the few directors who focused less on the process of filmmaking and more on his subject matter, bringing to the screen the gritty desperation of life on the fringes. From the words of the mother Wolf 14, we read, "One should keep goodwill and love constantly in his heart and let them pour out upon all with tranquility and with equanimity." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.